I can't wait till everyone tries my new recipe. I really think they're gonna love it.
Now, I don't know about you, but I love cooking on a real barbecue.
Sure, takes longer to get hot.
What you just heard was a simulation of what hearing loss sounds like, from mild to severe. It was created by Starkey Hearing Technologies to show that losing your hearing is not just like turning down the volume. There are certain sounds that actually disappear. Hearing devices like aids and cochlear implants can help, but there's a limit to what they can do depending on the space. A technology called a hearing loop can transmit sound directly into a hearing device, and it's being installed at the state legislature. The show's Annika Klein takes us there.
If you go to the Arizona House of Representatives building right now, you'll be greeted by a sign that says, "Pardon our dust," as well as dust from all the drilling. We'll get to the breakdown of exactly how a hearing loop works later. First, let's talk about the existing tech in the legislature.
The technology, and that's a kind description of what was in both the House and Senate chambers, dates back to the 70s.
Mike Braun is with the Legislative Council.
Quite frankly, there was nothing beyond antiquated loudspeakers that were either broken or had long since served their useful purpose.
During a meeting on the House floor, members use microphones at their desks to amplify sound.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 2484.
This is from a session back in May.
Members, you heard that motion. Those in favor vote aye. Those opposed, nay.
Pretty clear, right? That's because it's the feed from Arizona Capitol Television. It's like Arizona C-SPAN. But if you're there in person, the old speakers Braun mentioned and the bad acoustics in the towering chambers make the sound pretty muddled.
Sometimes I cannot hear at all what my colleagues or the presiding officers are saying. So that's pretty limiting.
That's Representative Lila Alston.
From Legislative District 24, which is Central Phoenix and South Scottsdale.
Alston is hard of hearing, and for 6 years in the House, she's had trouble making out what's being said, even with a hearing aid.
It has limited my participation in the debate because I cannot hear what's going on.
Which means she's had a hard time doing her job. This is where the hearing loops come in.
Think of a speaker cable. If you have a home stereo system or a hi-fi, it kind of looks like that.
John Gibson is a technologist with engineering and recording. Yes, their acronym is EAR, and they're installing hearing loops all over the legislature at a price of about $170,000.
In the hearing rooms, in the Senate chambers and the House chambers, in the galleries.
In the hearing rooms, ceiling tiles are missing as workers install wiring up above. The wire loops around the perimeter of the room, hence hearing loop. The cavernous chambers were a little trickier, so they're just putting them in the desks where the members sit. It looks a little funny right now because all the desks are flipped onto their backs, drawers up.
So the systems can be deployed to whichever 20 desks.
I'm number one on the list.
Yes, you are.
So how does it actually work? Here's Gibson.
So we take the audio from the mixers and take the output, the audio output of that, and feed it into a special amplifier. That amplifier then generates a signal into the loop, which then radiates wirelessly that signal.
In layman's terms, it's kind of like making a Bluetooth phone call to the microphone. So instead of muffled, echoey sound, they hear it like this.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 2484.
And if a visitor is hard of hearing but doesn't use a device, the legislature will have some temporary aids they can use. These systems are in some other high-profile locations, too, like the U.S. House of Representatives, plus places of worship, theaters, and airports, but on a small scale. Alston says she still hasn't experienced it herself.
I've not yet been in a building that was wired, if you will, for the new technology. I'm just really excited about using the technology for the first time and curious about how that's going to change what I hear and how I can respond to my colleagues.
Well, we'll see how that goes the second Monday of January.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, and those old speakers from the 70s are getting replaced too, so everyone can hear a little better and the debates on the floor go smoothly, at least in terms of sound. For the show, I'm Annika Klein.